Welcome back, everyone. Zach Jones, Josh Schmidt here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We got to be quick here, so we're going to get right to it. We go back to the Wester Hotline as our own Sal Capaccio joins the show. Sal, good morning. How are we doing today?
Pretty good, guys. Yeah, a little change up down here at One Bills Drive. Normally a noon press conference for Sean McDermott, 12:30 practice today. It'll be an 11:45 a.m. press conference for Sean McDermott, and the team will then have a walkthrough. No media allowed at the walkthrough, but then we'll hear from players after practice.
And then the Bills did announce today, just about a half hour ago, they're bringing in both defensive tackles. There was some rumors yesterday due to an Instagram post, but they bring in both Jordan Phillips. And then this morning it was reported and now confirmed as well, Quentin Jefferson, both coming back, both a reunion for the Bills.
Yeah, Jordan Phillips obviously had been with the Dallas Cowboys. Quentin Jefferson had been with the Cleveland Browns. I believe that's correct. Those two teams, their last two teams. I don't think they went anywhere else since. Either way, they're coming back to Buffalo, and they've been on the Bills, obviously, recently together. This has been a defensive line group. The Bills have, you know, kind of always looked around for guys that have been fits and scheme that they know, and these two guys certainly know Sean McDermott's scheme and Bobby Babich and what they're running. And let's face it, the Bills lack in stopping the run right now. And on top of that, no Dwayne Carter for at least two more games, no DeJuan Smoot for at least four games. So they had to do something here. And, you know, you could trade, try and give up assets for something. Whether a trade was out there to be made, I'm not sure. But that would have to be giving up assets. But in this case, you pick up players who are, you know, street free agents who've been released, and they can come in here and the Bills hope can help. But I also find it interesting they did sign them right to the active roster. They did have the two spots open. They signed them right to the active roster. These are not practice squad signings. They go right on the 53.
Sal, I was looking at these two signings, and I think it's kind of interesting. Do you think that this was their plan all along, or do you think that there was just some trades that didn't materialize yesterday? Like, obviously, Za'Darius Smith gets traded early on in the day. If that was one of the targets, I mean, that kind of eliminates any idea pretty early on in the morning.
It's tough to say. I think because, Josh, you obviously have to give up assets. You know, I would say that, as Brandon Bean always does, I'm sure he was working the phones, seeing who's available, right? But when a team says, hey, you need a fifth-round pick or sixth-round pick, he's already given up some draft capital next year. He doesn't want to do that. And, you know, for the Bills, you can bring in somebody or two people in this case that know your scheme, know your fit. You don't have to onboard them quickly. You know, instead of giving up draft capital, that makes sense. On top of the fact, guys, let's remember, you know, salary cap matters, right? So I know teams can take on salary on trades, but the Bills don't have a lot of cap money. These would obviously be, you know, minimum types of deals. And now you're talking, what, maybe 500 grand the rest of the year, whatever that would add up to. So, you know, they have to play that game as well. You know, this is a circumstance they had to go do something, though. Obviously, I don't think it would be the plan necessarily a couple of weeks ago when you have everybody healthy. But now that you have Dwayne Carter and DeJuan Smoot down, it's something that the Bills, you know, had to go and do.
Zach Capaccio here on the Wester Hotline. Just for a few more minutes as we're getting ready for Bills head coach Sean McDermott to speak in just about 10 minutes ahead of today's practice. Sal, we didn't get much of an injury update earlier this week on Monday following this weekend's game. Keon Coleman kind of seeming like the big storyline there if he's going to be healthy. I do wonder, though, if them maybe not making a move at wide receiver, whether it be trade or free agent signings, is just on the defensive line. Maybe fool's hope, but maybe hoping that, you know, ultimately he's going to be okay. But I will tell you, I was a little alarmed by just the quote-unquote more testing that never really sits right with me.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't know how to really take this, and we're going to find out here in a few minutes, you know, at least a little bit from Sean McDermott, what Keon Coleman's status is. It didn't look good in the locker room. He had a brace on his left hand wrist area. Sean said it's a wrist hand area injury. More tests are being done. I agree with you that, hey, if you want to read into roster management, the two guys they added are two defensive tackles. They did not add, or two defensive linemen. They did not add a wide receiver at the trade deadline. They did not add a wide receiver today that we know of, because these two guys make it 53. Now, so that would be, okay, that's encouraging. They didn't go out and add to the position. However, let's remember, they have four guys on the practice squad, and all of them have elevations remaining. And they could say very easily, like they did last week with Amari Cooper being down, hey, we're going to elevate Jalen Virgil or Tyrell Shavers. But for me, it would be more of, is Keon Coleman going on injured reserve? Even if he's, you know, if Sean McDermott comes out today, guys, and goes, yeah, he's going to miss this week, he's going to be out week to week, if they don't put him on IR, that's obviously encouraging. And that would mean that, you know, because that would mean he'd immediately miss four games. If they don't do that, that means there's hope that he wouldn't have to be out the required four games. So we'll find out here in just about 10 minutes.
Sal, looking around the rest of the league yesterday with the trade deadline, not a lot of big moves in terms of AFC players, but in the NFC, there was a couple big splash moves with Lattimore going to the Commanders. I mean, what's your overall take on the rest of the league from yesterday?
Yeah, it's a great move for them. They're really bolstering up. That's a good team, and they're going to have a look at it here. And then, of course, the Lions. I mean, you could be looking at Lions Commanders, you know, NFC Championship game. They seem to be the two best teams in the conference right now, the way they're playing. Go back many years ago. That was that did happen. The Bills played the then Redskins in the Super Bowl. The Redskins actually beat the Lions to get to that Super Bowl. They played in the conference championship, I believe, or at least the division. But they used to play playoff games, those teams. That's how good they were together. And now back here we are again. I like the move for both teams. Adarius Smith going to Detroit. He's a really good edge rusher. Puts a lot of pressure on. They do not have Aiden Hutchinson. They could get Aiden Hutchinson back maybe in January during the playoffs. You know, so we'll see. That would be incredible if they did. And as far as the AFC is concerned, obviously the big name would be maybe Tre'Davious White. But I just did a radio hit in a Baltimore radio station, and I said, look, we love Tre'Davious here, but I just think that, you know, it's a lot to ask for him to, you know, be anything close to what he was. And he was a healthy scratch on a defense that is 30th in the league in yards per play allowed against the pass. So I think that says a lot there. But obviously big additions in Washington and Detroit.
I'd even say real quick here on Trey White, I mean, the draft compensation to go get him, 2 seventh-round picks, one of which being, I think, in 2027, it's usually not a great sign. Sal, we'll let you go here and get ready for Sean McDermott, and then we'll, you know, take a time out here in just a second so we can listen to all that. Thank you so much for this morning.
You got it, guys. Thank you.
That was Sal Capaccio there on the West Her Hotline. But Washington and Detroit being good is so cool.
I love it. It's kind of cool. Like, Washington gets rid of their bad owner and immediately are fun. Like, all right, cool. Let's go.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Awesome for them. Ross Tucker was on yesterday with Shelton Bulldog, and he even brought that up too, of like just, or an interest to Craig as well, because she lives in that area. You're seeing, you know, Terry McLaurin jerseys everywhere. You're seeing Jane Daniels jerseys everywhere. You're just now hoping, if you're their fans, not another RG3, where it's a right. Terrible injury rookie year and all of it, you know, falls apart. But with the new ownership, you're probably going to get a new stadium. I want to be, you know, correct here when I say this, but probably within the next 10 years, I would imagine. I mean, it's a garbage stadium. I mean, everyone hates it. But good for them. I just cannot imagine Detroit and Washington playing in like important playoff games. Because most of my life, Washington's been bad, and most of everyone's lives, Detroit has been bad. I mean, unless you're in the 40s with Bobby Lane. I mean, that's about it. Yeah, about that. I will say, though, the Marshawn Lattimore thing. One of the best rivalries in all of sports is done and over with. Mike Evans versus Marshawn Lattimore. Evans gets hurt, and Lattimore leaves the NFC South. I mean, that's worthy of a candleside vigil.
The only thing we can hope for is that Mike Evans comes back in the playoffs and the Commanders and Buccaneers play each other.
We can only be so lucky. That would be amazing.
That would be insane. Like, Evans' first game back is against Lattimore and the Commanders.
Oh. Peak television. Yeah. 803-0550 is the number to call. We're going to break here so that we can hear the start of Bills head coach Sean McDermott's press conference with the media here today before practice. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.